started, formed up my first band over there, and it was called Holy Smoke. And we, our first gig was in Lahaina on Maui. We had a four-piece band, me, my friend who played guitar and bass, a drummer, and a singer, girl singer. And we were getting $75 for a five or six hour, I think it was a 6 hour gig. That was for the whole band.
Yeah, but that, but it was in Hawaii.
Yes, yes, that's one of the perks.
Yeah, golly.
But it was, and played music all over Hawaii, mostly on the outer islands, especially the big island in Kauai. And then I left Hawaii, moved to Oregon because karaoke came from Japan to Hawaii, and all the bars that had live music became karaoke bars. All
that
the,
is, that's just
all the gigs dried up.
What a bummer.
So moved to Oregon, beautiful up there, played music for 9 years, then moved to Las Vegas, played music for 11 years in Vegas, played about 3,000 gigs there. And then I finally moved up here in Northern California 5 years ago because my parents were living up here and I wanted to spend some quality time with mom and dad while they were still around. And awesome. It was nice. I spent, had some great, great times with them, helped take care of them. And now I'm just playing music all over from Wairika to Palisadro and Anderson. And
yeah, you were in Cal Brewhouse down in Palisadro last Saturday night, weren't
you? Yeah, California Brewhouse, yeah.
Yeah, I missed that one, but I'll try to catch you next time you come down, and I'll let our listening audience know about it. Well, as a matter of fact, I did tell our listening audience that you were there last Saturday, and I hope some of them showed up and cheered you on.
Yeah, my next local gig is they have the Cool April Nightsers coming up, the car show, and right. I'm playing next week on Saturday at Wild Card Brewing, just outside of Reading, in the afternoon. They're going to be having last year they had about 50 cars show up, playing it from 2:30 to 5:30, Wild Card Brewing, and I like playing car shows because I've got all that oldies, 50s and 60s classics from the years the cars were made, and I love hot rods and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right. Gosh, it was that is a fun event. Cool April Nights up here, and all the car people, they're good folks.
Boys and their toys.
Boys and their toys, yeah, and they're happy boys. All right. Jimmy, you did bring in some of your music today, and let's just talk a little bit about this. Jimmy, you got that. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the music that we're going to play, and
Track two.
Okay. Why don't you talk about the song, Jimmy?
We'll start off. Yeah, it's just a little reggae thing I wrote called "Why Not." Not a big story on this one. I just had this little chord progression riff in my head for years and years, and finally put some lyrics to it. And it's just people really like this one. It's easygoing.
All right. Well, here it is. Jimmy Limo live in the studio, and thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine on KKRN 88.5 FM. And once again, Jimmy, what was the name of the song?
It's called Why Not.
Why Not? Sounds like a good way to start the Friday afternoon.
Why not?
Here we go.
And if the winter turns to spring, you. There's so much there to touch. I'm not cold, made of steel. No, 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 no.
Back in the studio, Locomotion with Shane at KKRM with Mr. Jimmy Limo from Weed, California. And Jimmy's coming down to share his music with us. Jimmy, thanks for coming in, buddy.
I can't stop from giggling every time somebody says that town name. I'm sorry.
Weed, California? Yeah.
what can you do? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it was originally designed for...
Abner.
Well, what we think of it as is weed. But,
Abner Weed had no idea.
Oh, is that what it was? You know more about that local history than I do. Abner Weed.
Abner Weed picked that location because of the wind. Because he's a lumber baron, and it dried all the lumber at his plant, and he loved it. So they cut down the trees, dried the wood, and now it's a different situation.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's one thing I think about weed. This is the only time I really go drive by on the freeway and... The wind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's there.
Hey, well, thanks for taking the journey down here to the KKRN studios. And I just want to let our listening audience know that KKRN, we are a grassroots, all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station. And we're on the air because of your listening dollars. You can help keep us on air by going to kkrn.org. And click on that donate tab. It'll take you to a safe, secure site. You decide... how much to give and when to give, and enough of that. Okay, Jimmy, back to you, man. We're going to play another song off of your...
One of my more recent compositions here, this is called High on the Slopes of Mount Shasta. And as a little side note, there's a group of actors up in the Weed area called the Siskiyou Senior Players. And they love this song so much, they come and see me every Tuesday at Mount Shasta Resort where I play. And they're putting on a play. They write all their own material. They do plays about every few months. And their next performance is going to be called High on the Slopes of Mount Shasta with all little skits and stuff involving the song and everything.
All right. Hey, that's cool. Hey, we have a little radio group that of local volunteers that come in Wicked Fell Theater. And it's a big success, too. Yeah. A lot of people like that.
It's a lot of fun stuff.
Hey, that's really... So are you involved with that troupe? Or?
No, I'm just...
You just write the music they love, huh?
Yeah, I wrote the song, and they come and see me every Tuesday up there, and good friends and funny people, great actors. It's
you have regular gig up there?
Every Tuesday, Mount Shasta Resort. Every Thursday at the Wayside Grill in Mount Shasta. I play down here to Palisadro at the California Brewing Company. Play in Wairika at the Aetna Brew Pub Tap House. Down in Anderson at the Gaia Resort. All around.
All right, yeah.
Have guitar, will travel.
Yeah, let's let folks know their how they can get a hold of where your gigs and...
My calendar's on my website, jimmylimo.net. Tonight I'm playing at the Dunsmuir Brewery, and good food, great beer, and might be out on the patio because the weather's so nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that sounds good. Let's see, when you played at Calibru last week, were you inside?
No, out in the patio.
You were out on the patio? Yeah, really, that's nice.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Right on. Okay, well, we're going to play another song from Jimmy's...
High on the Slopes of Mount Shasta, number one.
Is that the name of the CD?
The title track.
The title track, yes. Yeah. And we've actually heard this here on KKRN. And I know you listeners out there, you're going to enjoy it. If you haven't heard it yet, it's about one of our favorite little mountains up here, Mount Shasta.
It's one of those songs, when I perform it live, by the second verse, everyone's singing along with the chorus. It's
all right. Well, you
easy songs.
Yeah, good. I like them easy ones, Jimmy. Here it is, high on the slopes of Mount Shasta.
I don't want to run in this rat race. The faster I run, the further I fall behind. Feeling tired, I need a little space. All I want's a little peace of mind. I wanna be high on the slopes of Mount Shasta. Leave all my troubles in the past. I wanna stay high on the slopes of Mount Shasta, Mount Shasta, California, I'm home at last. Well, I don't want to drive a big black car. Don't want a mansion high on a hill. I'll hitch my wagon to your shining star. 'Cause you know your loving gives me such a thrill. We're gonna be high on the slopes of Mount Shasta and leave all our troubles in the past. We're gonna stay high on the slopes of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta, California, we're home at last. High on the slopes of Mount Shasta and leave all our troubles in the past. Gonna stay high on the slopes of Mount Shasta, Mount Shasta, California, home at last. To drive a big black car. Don't want a mansion high upon a hill. I hitch my wagon to your shining star. 'Cause you know your loving gives me such a thrill. We're gonna be high on the slopes of Mount Shasta and leave all my troubles in the past. We're gonna get high on the slopes
of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta, California, home at last. Mount Shasta, California, home at last. Mount Shasta, California, home at last. And all the rest of the world can just kiss my.
Okay, welcome back to Locomotion with Jimmy Limo. And yeah, Jimmy made that radio friendly there towards the end, huh? We can put that on.
Yes, we don't say anything explicit.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people up here that feel that way. We yes. love our area and... Yes.
The rest of the world can...
Yeah, the rest of the world can stay home. But come and visit, but yeah, we love you, but just for a little while. Or yeah. Come on up to Mount Shasta.
It's beautiful up there.
Jimmy, let's talk about what do you got going on in your near future here?
Oh, all kinds of things. I'm putting I've promoted usually about one concert a year up on the mountainside.
Meaning weed up on
the weed area, yeah. In 2012, I put on the Mount Shasta Eclipse concert when we had that big solar eclipse, and we raised money for a stage for Hoy Park up at Lake Shastina. We had 12 bands and. I bought 500 of those eclipse glasses and sold all those, and we had vendors, and it was just a beautiful event. 2013, I put on Weed Fest 2013, and we raised money to buy a handicap lift for the Weed Swimming Pool.
Awesome.
And we had like 14 bands on two stages. We had Weed Fest last year, Weed Fest 2015, with food and arts and crafts vendors, and we had 10 bands at the Weed Brewery, inside and outside. And we raised money to build a little mini park downtown Weed on a vacant lot called Heritage Plaza. Now this year, they asked me to do another concert, so we're doing Weed Fest 2016. It's on Saturday, June 4th on Main Street in downtown Weed. We're going to have five bands inside the old Palace Theater. We're going to have five or six bands outdoors at the Heritage Plaza. And we're going to have shut down the street and have arts and crafts and food vendors. And a big raffle with prizes and just fun in the sun.
That's going to be an all-day affair then.
All day from high noon to about 8 or 9 p.m.
Wow. And what was the date again?
Saturday, June 4th. Mark your calendars.
Yeah. Well, I bet that's going to be well attended. So if you're coming from out of town, you're going to want to reserve that campsite or hotel room, thinking. Huh?
And they're going to have a pre-event concert the night before at the Palace Theater. They're going to be bringing in a band from the Bay Area. And... so that's going to get people in the town before the concert, and they can get a hotel room and stay in there.
All right, awesome. Now, is that going to be for a benefit fundraiser?
The concert is, yeah, the reason for the Weed Fest is to raise money so they can purchase a portable stage. It's this big trailer that when you push a button and the roof pops up and the lights come out and the sides come down and turn, and you can put a nice big band on it for live music performances. And they're going to keep that there at the Heritage Plaza, downtown Weed on Main Street.
I think I'd like to have one of those parked in my driveway.
I know.
Yeah.
Party time. Get the keg.
Hey, well, let's see. What do you got? You got anything happening here in our little area?
Coming up next week on Saturday for the Cool April Nights.
Cool April Nights one. Okay, yeah.
Saturday the 14th, I'll be at the Wild Card Brewing from 2:30 to 5:30.
Oh, yeah, and that's in between here in Reading.
Yeah, that's the south of Reading, just east of Reading.
Right.
And really good beer. And last year they had about 50 classic cars down there for their show and shine cruise in. It was really nice.
Yeah, I just love this time of year when
car shows.
Yeah, the cars and the tank tops. And yeah, this is a great place to live. We have a lot of beautiful things up here in the North State. Let's get back to some of your good music, Jimmy. why don't you introduce this to you?
It's a little one of the few country songs I've written, a little comedy thing called Babies Hungover Again. This is a gender-neutral song. It's going to be sung by either partner to the other person, whoever had the roughest night the night before.
Okay, all right. So. Thanks for that, Jimmy. We'll be back with Jimmy Limo, KKRN, Locomotion Machine.
said, baby's hungover again. She didn't know when to say when. She stayed up all night, drank everything in sight. Now baby's hungover again. I said, baby, hungover again. She went out with some of her friends. She drank until four. Now she's flat on the floor. Poor baby's hungover again. Poor baby.
Okay, Jimmy. Yeah, that's a, I can relate to that one. Well, I used to be able to, but
poor hey, baby.
Yeah. And like you said, that is gender indifferent.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All these songs are recorded live at my gigs.
And, I was going to ask you that. How many guys are in your band?
Yeah, me.
That is so cool that you're able to.
See, I had the band from hell for about 10 years, and I finally got wise. Because you don't know if they're going to ever show up for the gig. They never want. They'd rather go to the dentist than rehearse.
The dentist.
They'd be getting too drunk at the gigs. They play too loud. You have to pay them at the end of the night.
Oh yeah.
And it's just. And the worst thing is they'd argue with me on stage. I'd call up the next song. I'm tired of that. Let's play something else. Guys, don't argue with me. Well, everyone's watching. Come on. So finally, I just said, okay, I can do this by myself and have more fun, be more relaxed. Make more money.
And you do all this at your home?
Yeah, I record all the backup tracks myself, the drums, the keyboard parts, the piano, organ, bass, all that stuff. And then I play guitar and sing on top of it at my gigs. And it's nice. You can dance to it. You can sit and talk at your tables without having to yell over the band. And the management's always real happy. So it's
yeah,
cool.
Right. So all this fine music you hear, and then you go to the event, and it's Jimmy. That's pretty cool.
What you hear is what you get.
Yeah, that's awesome. We got some more music up here we're going to be listening to from Jimmy Limo. Jimmy, if you're just tuning in, Jimmy's a musician out of Weed, recently out of Weed. He's got a long history of traveling pretty much the West Coast. Huh?
Yeah, I really prefer Northern California, Oregon. It's just never liked playing in the city. Living in Vegas was a... A lot of gigs, but not a healthy lifestyle, and it's just so beautiful up here on the mountainside.
See, when you were in Vegas, was that when Vegas was what it is today, or when it was growing?
Pretty much, yeah. It was from 2001 through 2011, about 10 years.
Well, we're sure glad that you... moved up from that area and come up here to beautiful California,
me too.
Northern California. It is a world difference. It's a whole different cosmos, isn't it?
it's country.
From level. Vegas to Mount Shasta, Weed, where it's in Mount Shasta, you're saying you had property up there, and Mount Shasta's in your backyard, huh?
Yeah, it's a spectacular view. I've got a piece of property, an acreage, that I had bought with my dad, and we've got the project I'm planning on it is an amphitheater for concerts, similar to the Brit up in Jacksonville, Oregon. Well, I went up to the Brit and saw a couple concerts up there. I thought, you know, I've got this big piece of land. I could do this in Weed, and we've got no neighbors. We've got huge trees, spectacular view of the mountain. We're right close to I-5, so I'm just looking for some partners who are like-minded, who'd want to go in and help make this a reality, because every band that tours the West Coast, they have to come right through Weed. And, hell, you could make a fortune just selling Weed Amphitheater T-shirts.
Gosh. Well, how would someone that's interested in joining in that venture get a hold of you?
Just on Facebook. Jimmy Limo's on Facebook. Send me a message. Send me a friend request or something. And it's on. You can go to weedamphitheater.com, or there's also a page on Facebook for Weed Amphitheater. But go to the website, weedamphitheater.com, and look at the plans, look at the pictures. We have a stunning view of the mountain right in front of you, huge trees. It's a natural park. It's protected from the high winds and Weed, and it could be something we could leave for future generations for concerts and theater and weddings and parties, and it could be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I checked that out my own self. So, what song do you want to be playing up here next?
Oh, we get I got a million of them.
Yeah, you do.
Let's play a Dishwasher Blues. Okay, this is that's a track number 3. This one is an autobiographical tune, sadly. but before I ever played music for a living, I had to wash dishes for a living. I was like 19. This is on Maui, and I'd be back in the kitchen at 19 years old. You don't know how to really wash dishes and pots and pans. You don't know all the tricks of the trade. They just throw me back there with this stuff, and you come back and the roast beef pan with 4 inches of burnt grease and the big spaghetti pot that's all burnt to the bottom. You need like a chisel and a hammer. And I'd be back there with these mountains of dishes, looking down the hallway into the bar where the band was playing, and all the girls were dancing and the guys were dancing. They're all getting all hot and sweaty and having fun. I'm back there with my dishes going, this sucks. Oh, man.
Yeah, that is tough on a 19-year-old.
And I am such a slow dishwasher. I'm in the Guinness Book of Records.
How long did that gig last?
Oh, too long. I think maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
And so finally, when I got to playing music for a living, I was playing at a restaurant, and the dishwasher came out of the kitchen. He says, "Hey, man, you never sing about dishwashers, man." Damn, you're right. So I just made the song up on the spot for him, and it's called Dishwasher Blues.
Well,
it's so sad.
That was my first job, too, Jimmy. So. From all the dishwashers in the area, I want to thank you for coming up with this tune.
This goes out to them.
All right, here he is, Dishwasher Blues. We'll be back with Jimmy Limo live on Locomotion Machine right after this.
Well, I'm sitting here staring at these dirty pots and pans. Soap all in my hair, got grease all over my hands. I've got the dishwasher blues. I got the dishwasher blues. I should be playing my guitar. Instead, I got the dishwasher blues. I just dropped 2 glasses. Broke another plate. I swear there ain't nothing in this world that I hate more than the dishwasher blues. I got the dishwasher blues. I should be playing my guitar. Instead I got spaghetti pan got burnt, roast beef caught on fire. I swear this stack of dishes couldn't get much higher. I got the dishwasher blues.
partial blues. I should be playing my guitar. Instead, I got the dishwasher blues.
Okay, back in the studio, Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Hostins, your host, for the next 24 minutes in Jimmy Limo. Oh, wait. Hey. Jimmy's just ready to play. yeah, Jimmy Limo is in the studio with me and come down from Weed and sharing his music and his stories with us. Jimmy, we're going to play another song up here. But, you know, I wanted to let our KKRN listeners know that... And Jimmy, you're aware of this, that Mr. Merle Haggard passed away Wednesday, a local, well, international, worldwide legend. And many of us grew up with Merle, and out of respect and honor today, we're going to have a two-hour program following Locomotion. We're going to preempt Geezer Rock and Juke in the Back, and we're going to have, like I say, the two-hour tribute to Merle Haggard. So you're going to want to make sure to tune into that after this, And our greatest condolences out to the Haggard and all their extended family. Okay, Jimmy.
He's got a big extended family, too.
Oh, he does, you know. Gosh.
Big city turned me loose and set me free. He's set free now, Merle.
Yes, isn't that truth? Let's talk about this next song, Jimmy.
This is an instrumental I wrote. All these are all original songs. This one is called Sunset Ridge. Number track 4, yeah. And this is an instrumental I wrote back when I was living in Hawaii on the Big Island. There was a place I used to go to watch sunsets by myself. I'd bring a little bottle of wine or something, maybe a guitar. And it's overlooking the North Kona coast and out across over to the ocean. And it's just beautiful. I'd go up there and sit and watch the sunset. One time I was sitting on the edge of this cliff looking down over the fields and out to the ocean. And I looked to my right, and about 10, maybe 15 feet away was a gigantic Hawaiian boar with the big tusks, the curl up, maybe 300 pounds, 400 pounds, gigantic. I thought I was going to die. And so I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of looked at him, and then I jumped up and went, and waved my arms in the air. I scared that poor pig so bad. He ran down the cliff, ran right through the wire fence, broke all the wires. In a cloud of dust, he was gone. I felt bad because I think I spoiled his sunset. He was just enjoying the sunset with
me. Oh, yeah. It was probably his spot. You were mating his spot.
But the Hawaiian name of the place was Pu'u'anahulu, but I called this place Sunset Ridge. And that's the name of the song, Sunset Ridge. Peaceful place.
And we'll be back right after this.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the mainland. You're listening to the Locomotion Machine on KKRN 88.5 FM. We're up here on Round Mountain, licensed Bella Vista, and you just heard Jimmy Lemo's. Jimmy, that was a... I really enjoyed that song.
Sunset Ridge.
Sunset Ridge, yeah. And the picture you painted prior to the story behind that. Yeah, I was there, man. That was good.
I like that song.
I know the next song we got queued up here, I've played before on the station, but I didn't give the background story behind it. Why don't you fill us in, Jimmy?
The song's called Land of Mañana. My mom's brother, old Uncle Bill, he was a hard-drinking Irishman, Billy Rafferty. For years and years, old Uncle Bill told me about a trailer he had down in Mexico, a town south of Tijuana called Ensenada. He said, Jimmy, I got this trailer down in Ensenada. It's overlooking the beach. Anytime you want, I'll give you the keys. You can go down and spend a week or two. It's all stocked full of beer and tequila. You can go down and get drunk and chase the senoritas around the beach and try not to get arrested. You know,
you gotta love Uncle Bill, huh?
So thanks, Uncle Bill. Yeah. But I didn't go down. And next year, Bill says, "When are you going on my trailer?" Well, soon, to mañana, tomorrow. But I never made it down. And eventually, old Uncle Bill passed away, and they sold the trailer. And then I guess they drank all the beer and tequila.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And all I got left is this stupid song. So, so here's a thing called the Land of Mañana.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Living in a trailer on the beach down in Ensenada. Sucking up Corona beers and eating enchilada. You can do anything you wanna. With your pet iguana, don't you hurry, ain't got no worries in the land of mañana. The doctor said you better slow down. Why don't you get out of town? Your body can't take much more of this aggravation. I said, doctor, I think you're right. I'm gonna pack my bags tonight. And I'll be living in a trailer on the beach down in Ensenada. Sucking up Corona beers and eating enchilada. You can do anything you wanna. Take a walk with your pet iguana. Don't you hurry, got no worries in the land of mañana. Miles away, but I can hear the mariachis play, and I dream about the day I'll be flying south again. Next time I think I'm gonna meet a pretty Mexican señorita, but now I'm stuck in Vegas, settled for remembering when I was living in a trailer on the beach down in Ensenada. Sucking up Corona beers and eating enchiladas. You can do anything you wanna. Take a walk with your pet iguana. Don't you hurry, got no worries in the land of mañana.
Okay, Land of Mañana.
So
that was Jimmy Limo's story of the Lost Beach Hut.
Oh, the trailer. Never made it.
The Lost Beach trailer. Gosh. So, Jimmy.
That last song, I have to mention.
Oh, yeah, yeah, about the iguana.
The iguana.
Yeah.
Well, for one, it was one of the only words I could figure that rhymed with mañana.
Well,
yeah. And you wanna.
Didn't have your thesaurus.
But when I was 14, my grandparents took me on the tourist of thing of Mexico. We went to Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara and Mexico City. But when we went to Puerto Vallarta, we took a little boat ride down the coast to a fishing village called Yalapa and went down there. You have to take a boat in because the road is treacherous. We got down there, and all the kids, instead of having dogs on leashes, they had these giant iguana lizards. And me being 14 years old, I thought, damn,
yeah.
These kids have got dinosaurs on leashes. This is so cool. So that stuck with me. So it fit real well into the song.
That's it did, yes. And it rhymed well with manana, iguana.
It rhymed, right. Okay, this next song, we'll go back to Hawaii for another instrumental song here. I lived my last 5 years in Hawaii. I lived on the island of Kauai. And there's a place on the northwest shore where the road dead ends, and it's the Napali coast. And it's like 14 miles. There's a foot trail that goes up these 2,000-foot cliffs and overlooks the ocean with whales and giant sea turtles and dolphins. And they have these white birds with long tails that float silently next to you while you're walking this cliff. About a mile later, you come down. There's a big crescent beach with waterfalls and nobody on it. And this goes for 14 miles. It is unbelievable. It's the most beautiful place on this planet or any planet. And I've been to all of them, so I know. It's the place is called Napali, which is Hawaiian for the cliffs. And so here's my original song, Napali. Aloha.
Okay, and we'll be back with Jimmy Limo Live right after this.
Thank you.
Okay, you're back in the studio with Jimmy and Jimmy Limo and Shane Locomotion Live. The hour is about up, Jimmy. That was a great little tune to exit the program with. Really put me in a mellow mood. Why don't you let people know how they can get a hold of your music, Jimmy?
All my gigs, I got the CDs at my gigs. If you want to do something through the mail, just get a hold of me on Facebook and we can figure something out. But usually I sell my CDs at my gigs. You can go to my website, jimmylimo.net, and there's a link to my gig calendar, and you can see where I'm playing. We play from Palisado, Anderson, Mount Shasta Weed, Wairika. All to have guitar will travel.
All right, yeah, you get up and down I-5 corridor then, don't you?
Yeah, lots of miles, yes.
All right, and yeah, that you let us know about that Weed Fest, and I'll put that out over the air so our listeners might have an opportunity to check that out. And
Saturday, June 4th.
Saturday, June 4th, and let us know how that Weed Amphitheater project's going along. That sounds awesome.
That's going to be fun.
Jimmy, thanks again for coming to the KKRN studios. I want to remind our listeners that our regular programming has been changed today in honor and memoriam of Merle Haggard. Going to have a two-hour special coming up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. I'll be back next Friday bringing you some more local music and some of the happenings that are going on in our little area. And y'all have a good weekend, and like I say, we'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Aloha.
Aloha, yes.
KKRN is made possible by listeners like you, and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively...